Welcome to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast is brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors, Bono's Barbecue, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, US Assure, WJXT Channel 4, and Tenton XL. Here's this week's show.
For listening to another Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, we want to thank all of our partners for making this possible. I'm Alan Verlander. And really excited today to about our guest. Her organization is near and dear to our heart at Airstream Ventures. When we created High School 912, we wanted to give back and really seek out life skill partners that could that are doing some great stuff in the community that we could support. And so Jacksonville High School 912 is about academics, sports, and life. And our guest today is Jackie Culver. She is the executive director of Marathon High, and really excited to dig into a little bit of what Marathon High does. Thanks for joining us today.
I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about Marathon High and how it was started. Really the purpose and mission behind Marathon High.
So Marathon High was started about 8 years ago by Deborah Dunham. Deborah Dunham is a mom, a runner, an entrepreneur. And one day she was picking up her own child from school and saw kids kind of milling around without a whole lot to do. And asked her son, you know, what do these kids have to do after school? Where are they going? He said, well, I don't think they have anywhere to go. So she started thinking about that and thinking about what running and sports had meant to her life and had started this program. So this program reaches out to those students who don't necessarily play a sport, who have never been involved in any type of after-school program, who have just not found their tribe. And we take those kids and they spend 4 months working with over 100 mentor coaches that volunteer their time for 4 months, and they train to complete a half marathon.
That's awesome. That is
pretty
so
exciting.
Awesome. Because all of us, we want to find, I love that word, tribe. We want to find our tribe. And if we're not connected to a sports team or a music organization or a theater or something like that, sometimes we can fall through the cracks. And Marathon High has come and said, we believe in every kid. We believe in their heart. We want to make them better people of society and give them a chance. So give me the numbers. Kind of talk about how you're funded, how maybe I know from Airstream Ventures and a High School 912, we're a proud financial partner of Marathon High, but how people can get involved in all the different schools and give us a sense of that.
Okay. So we're in schools in Duval County, Nassau County, and St. John's County. Our goal is to ultimately be in all the schools in all those counties and Clay County. So we're working on growing. We serve just under 500 students, and we are a volunteer organization. All of our coaches are volunteers. Most of them are actually teachers in our local schools, and we are very specifically in public schools. Funding. That's always a great question, a great opportunity to talk about.
I'm giving you an open
Thank you.
Opportunity.
So we are very fortunate to have sponsors like Airstream Ventures. First Place Sports is a huge sponsor. They make sure that all of our students in need have running shoes, because that is kind of the greatest cost associated with this program is running shoes for the students. So they make sure that those students have running shoes and everything they need to be successful. We're supported by JTC Running, PRS Running, a number of local organizations that support us financially with volunteers, with in-kind donations, and do fundraisers also for us. We do have a couple of grants that help us, keep the lights on, so to speak. But we're always looking for partners and sponsors. And all you need to do is come out and either hand out water or run with these kids, and you'll be blown away. You will have all the thoughts that you have in your mind about teenagers. And, that teenagers are lazy, teenagers are surly. Your own personal teenagers may be that way, but I can tell you that these kids are amazing. And they're out there 3 times a week training after school and on early mornings on Saturdays to be able to complete this program.
So with more funding and more support and obviously more awareness, how does that help your organization grow? I mean, if somebody were to come and say, here's a check for $50,000, we love what you are doing, continue on with that. How does that, because we're all limited by funding. Every organization is limited by funding. But how do the dollars that go into your organization, I know where your heart is. I know what you're trying to do as a board. But give our listeners a sense of where their investments truly go.
So we figured out it costs about $110 a student to administer the program. So that's all our administrative costs. All of our students earn a team shirt. So one of the big things that we do at Marathon High is we want to dispel that competition between the schools. So we all come together as the Marathon High team. There's no rivalry between one high school and another. We're all in this together. We're all trying to accomplish the same goal. So you'll see, if you're in Jacksonville, you'll see these kids on a Saturday morning. If you're out doing anything, they are all over town running in their Marathon High shirts. As they have to attend 90% of practices to earn them. It's a big deal to get your shirt. The next step up, further along in the season, now that it's cold over the Christmas holidays, our students will be earning their hoodies. So the Marathon High hoodie is another big deal. That's one of our expenses. We are fortunate to partner with the Donna Foundation. The race that we do is the half marathon at the 26.2 with Donna, and they help us out to make it something that our foundation can afford to do so that all of our students can participate at no cost to the student. So more funding means more students, means more opportunities for them to be out in the community, means more ways for us to motivate them to keep coming out, because we are motivating teenagers to be out sometimes as early as 7 a.m. on a Saturday morning to do a 10-mile training run in the Florida cold.
That's some serious motivation.
So they're very, I will say, they're very motivated by their shirts. They're very motivated by their hoodies. They're very motivated by getting their running shoes, because they don't just get them at first. We have to make sure that they're committed, because our sponsors are providing those things for them. So that's the main thing, is just being able to keep growing and keep providing these services and helping them out to be out in the community, letting everyone see how awesome they are.
Absolutely. Well, the thing that really caught my eye when we met and really talked about it and decided as an organization we're going to invest in Marathon High is it is about the running, but it's truly about, using your word, the tribe. It's truly about kids finding their niche in life. It's also about goal setting. It's about accomplishing something that maybe at the start they didn't think they could do, and then they look back and finish the Donna Half Marathon and go, I did that, and now I can do anything in life. And getting to, because I know your heart and what you're trying to do with these kids, really that's what struck me, is it is a running program, but it's so much more, and it's life lessons within our high school 9-12 program of life. We have academic, sports, and life. It really embodies that life piece of we want to help kids. We want to use this program of running, which they're all healthy and can do, but it's really an attempt to get to their heart and say, you can accomplish anything you want to, which will just help them so much in life after high school and college or whatever they do.
I think something that's kind of funny with what you say, so many of the students, when they do complete the half marathon, are somewhat shocked. Like, I cannot believe I just did that. I've worked all this time. I've stuck with it. They encourage one another. So a big thing, one of our sayings is high fives change lives. Every time they see another runner, every time they see another Marathon High student, they give them a high five. It is the encouragement, not just from the mentor coaches, but from your peers. And these students have these very positive adult role models who are showing up in their own free time. They're not getting paid in any way. These are all volunteers, right, that show up 3 days a week for them for 4 months. And they keep an eye on them. They're interested in their lives. They're there to advise them. They're there to, you know, if they're not showing up, what's going on? Tell me what's going on in your life that you're not showing up. Is it just transportation? Are you not feeling well? Is something going on? And they're there for them. And that means a lot.
So more of a life coach, which, yes, sometimes these kids may not have at home. So they're really relying on maybe the mentors at the school. So a big shout out to all the volunteers and the mentors at each school that really give up your volunteering time to do this, because you're changing kids' lives, and what's a better thing to lay your head down at night to know that you had a part of maybe redirecting or continuing a child's life. So kudos to your organization. I know from the start when we met with you, it's a no-brainer for us. We know that you're doing great work. And Marathon High, give us your information where they can find you, how maybe people can get involved.
Well, our website, first of all, www.marathonhighfl.org. So high like in high school, H-I-G-H. My personal email is Jackie@marathonhighfl.org. So I'm the one you go through for everything. So
you don't have a big staff.
I do not. Speaking of funding, yes, I would love to have a big staff, but no, I'm actually the only compensated person at Marathon High. Is entirely all volunteers that have made this happen. And that's something we talk about, funding. That's for us to grow. We probably are going to have to grow a little bit administratively to make it something manageable. But it's just been such a great experience for me to get to know these kids. And something that I did want to also say real quick is that this program is non-competitive. So we are not looking for the athletes. We'll take them if you end up doing well. But we want the students to come in. We're all about completion, not about competition. We're about setting a goal and reaching that goal. And 2 years ago, we had a Marathon High student actually win the half marathon at 26.2 with Donna, which is amazing. Youngest person to ever win that event. But chances are we probably had the last person that crossed the finish line and 500 people in between. So it's all abilities. If you get out there and find out you're an amazing runner, you can end up with that college scholarship as a runner, and you had never tried out for the track team because you didn't know. Or you've learned a lot of life lessons, had a lot of fun along the way, and accomplished something that very few people get to accomplish.
That's
so
awesome.
We run the gamut.
What a great way to end that. Well, thank you, Jackie. Jackie Culver's the executive director of Marathon High. High School 912 and our program in Airstream Ventures considers it a privilege to walk alongside with you and really get to know where we can be a help to you, and look forward to growing that relationship in the future. And just know that you'll continue to do great things. So thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Alan.
That's another episode of Jacksonville High School 912 podcast here. We want to thank you for listening. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Jacksonville High School 912 podcast, focusing on high school students and athletes to reach their full potential. Today's podcast was brought to you by our partners, Duval Motors Bono's Barbecue, Fortegra, CSI Companies, Arco Group, US Assure, WJXT Channel 4, and 1010XL.